following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
I mean,
shit, what do you know that I don't?
Because you publicly said you hate doing the show, so maybe he listens to the show and he's like, well, fuck Ocho, I'm not going to do a show with him anymore.
He doesn't listen to this show, you come fucking on,
Vince,
stupid.
Vince Russo's a friend of ours. Come on, man, he listens to the show.
He don't listen to shit. He's admitted he doesn't listen to shit.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a good show, though. He should listen to it.
So, it isn't.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 174. I am your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois. I'm back home. I made it back from Maximal Island unscathed. So now I actually genuinely do hope that everybody around the world are doing well. And thank you for being here. Joining me is the generalized doctor, bowler extraordinaire, used to be co-host of Bromance with Vince Russo, which has been canceled. It is the one and only Dr. Ocho. Good evening, sir. How are you, my fine masked friend?
I've been canceled?
Yeah, you didn't know?
No, shit.
Eli sent the facts out.
Oh, shit.
You gotta stop plugging in your landline, dude. You're killing me.
No, I know. Well, it's for my internet. That's why I use it for dial-up. I got a 56K modem, though. It's badass.
No, I saw the lights on it. It's got one green light on it. It's nice.
Something happened with you. Maybe it was because you were an unruly passenger or something on the plane, but you said the word thank correctly. So did Maximo Island and your bunker episode like scare you into proper language and verbiage and such?
So here's what happened with that. So we know that El Barba Maximo won the top five last week and got his title back, thus ending the Civil War. But there was one condition to the, I don't know what you call the agreement, the ceasefire agreement.
Yeah, that's the agreement. It's like a collective bargaining thing,
right?
You know, like what baseball does and such.
I can no longer say
thank.
Yeah, exactly. I can't.
I can say it though.
You, right? Anybody else can. I can't.
But in the context of me explaining the word, still, you should be able to say it. However, you just can't say and thank you for being.
Let me say this in Maximilian. You know, there's many, many rules to particular agreements, and even reenactments cannot say what he cannot say.
That word.
Yeah.
Right on.
So there's that. How are you, buddy?
Me still?
You look
holy
great.
Shit. I mean, never ask me.
No, I am reinvigorated. I'm refreshed. I'm rejuvenated. Regurgitated. I feel good. I really feel good. I'm glad to be back home.
I went to the gym today, so I feel invigorated and reinvigorated.
Oh, how's Jim doing? Is he good?
He was swell. Swell. He didn't have any qualms about me being there.
Swell. That's, I get it. You didn't even mean that. That was actually good, actually. Actually? Actually.
Actually? Yeah, well, that sentence would be awfully empty without the word actually in it. Hey, actually, that was a dumb actual thing you
well,
did.
Well, the other stipulation from the particular agreement is I have to speak a little bit of Wenglish.
Oh. Well, that's not...
I almost sounded Mexican when I did that. My Maximilian still needs work, but... No,
you were there for so long, you'd think you would have started rubbing off on you. You started saying thank just because you went to friggin' Nashville...
Two whole weeks, dude.
8 years ago.
2 weeks, and I escaped a civil war. Where nobody died, by the way. No, they just shot all night,
really
all day.
They were civil then, and yeah. Bad shots, I guess.
Well, this is horrible. Like I said, stormtroopers. It's horrible shots.
Gotcha.
We maybe need to all have right. Some kind of a school there, you know, to train people how to shoot properly.
I mean, you'd think sometimes they'd be like shooting minnows with wrist rockets or something like that too. So, I mean, maybe the damage was minimal. So maybe they did get hit. However, there was no true skin puncture. Maybe, maybe a rash.
Yeah, maybe. Which, God, so, the other rashes, you know, there, like, dude. Don't
curious,
trust me.
Yeah, right, right. Especially in the tropics. Yeah, I'm curious, like, what the hospitalizations are of, like, the statistics. You know, the statistics of who got the rash from the minnow, the killie.
I have a rash from petting a dolphin. So that's a thing.
Oh, good on you, man.
I know. I wasn't supposed to touch the dolphins, but I couldn't help it. I mean, you're all by yourself.
So you're actually admitting that, even though you weren't supposed to, but you won't say that word you shouldn't say. Go figure.
Well, that wasn't part of the agreement.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was kind of like your probation, though. I mean, shit.
Yeah, I mean, by the time this gets out to them, they won't even
petting
know.
A dolphin wouldn't start another war. I understand.
Right. Right. I mean, it's a slap on the wrist, really. Well, it's actually a slap on the dolphin, but either way.
And like they say, war is hell, so you just suffered it.
Speaking of minnows, Ocho, I actually saw there was a marathon. I don't remember what channel it was, but Gilligan's Island was on last night.
What does that have to do with minnows?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know how old you are, right?
Yeah. No, I forgot.
The SS Minnow, bro. That's a
shit. I know.
Okay,
well, I thought
you were being serious. You know, I can't tell by your mask again, unless your eyes squint, but you weren't laughing, so.
Oh, so now we're freaking making fun of physical attributes. That's good. That's good.
Oh, we make fun of Jews and everything else on a weekly basis, so why not?
Who makes fun of? No, we don't. And why you saying that is just preposterous. Start the show, Rob. Let's go. I ain't got time for this.
No, we're recording. We're live, brother.
Shit. We're live, pal.
Well, I mean, I did the whole intro and introduced you, and we talked for a while.
Yeah, I know, but, like, you're filibustering again, like, just like you, because this is the only time you have actual social interaction with people other than, I don't know, other people that you hate.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
Ocho, now that I'm not involved in the Civil War anymore, I can officially...
You have your boner again.
My boner's back, baby!
What?
Yeah, my boner's back.
Oh.
And you're going to be in trouble.
His boner is back, baby, back, baby.
Different song. I thought we were in the same... No, I was going for the 60s vibe.
Robbie's boner is back.
Barbecue sauce.
Let's bring in the reigning defending... Well, I mean, he's not really... he's defending. He's not raining.
It's not raining at all. It's dry outside.
It is very dry. Let's introduce to you the new RTW Top 5 Challenge champion. He's back. He's no longer a fugitive. And, Ocho, I didn't tell you this. He is now the official Postmaster General of the RTW sector of Maximal Island. He is El Barba Maximo. Good evening, sir.
Wow.
Yes, you're welcome for me being here. It is a good times to be championships and the general postmaster of Maximo Island. There is now peace in the east and west. And there is surprisingly only actually two casualties of civil war. It was the two boars that mysteriously went missing for Bordash.
I never found out who got them either.
I think Rob's holding that close to the vest because he went a full like 8 hours without eating. So I maybe have an idea, but we can't disclose that. Confirm.
Well, you call it like you see it. So if you see something called Maximo Island, and let authorities know on who to castrate.
I will know. I'm going to pay attention to the background in Rob's house just to make sure there aren't like back straps and you know, flank steaks.
Do you think I would purposely starve myself, dude? Really?
No, that's what I'm saying. So therefore, you probably... I don't want to get you outed for anything, but you didn't. I'm just saying you don't look any thinner now than you were the 2 weeks in solitude.
Well, when I did get the CCs, it was... They ran out of pizza because
you went in for a kill. Yeah, your own kill.
Joining us on the other side is a new competitor. Fucking finally, we have a new competitor. Barba does not know about this. This was kept secret. Eli booked this guest. Hailing from Maximo Island. It is El Barba Maximo's younger cousin, El Cajones Maximo. Good evening, El Cajones. Welcome to RTW and the Top 5 Challenge. How are you this evening, or morning, where you are?
Hello, and thank you for my pleasure in your presence, and I'm sure it is great honor for you to have me on your show to destroy my cousin.
Is that Yakov Smirnoff?
He sounds a little bit half...
Boradish, almost?
Oh, yeah, kind of like half Maximo, half Northern Ontario, and it's weird. Yeah,
that know. Is because I come from Northeastern West, Maximo.
Oh, wow. That's, I never even got to
that. That's the segregated area. One that you weren't allowed to go. Oh, shit.
Hold on, Barba, did you have anything to do with your cousin being banished to the North? East west side of
this El Cajones Maximo, he his name is false. He says he's Maximo, but he was adopted. He was a Pequeño when we found him all alone.
Pequeño, shit.
Yes, he is not true Maximilian family, but we accept him, maybe if that's why he's in the northeast west.
Well, that makes
you
sense.
Know, guys, I could show you right now why I am El Cajone Maximo.
No.
Wait, we don't want to see that. It's a family show.
Just right there. See, look at that. Oh, look at that one.
I'm not looking.
Oh. I can't get it all on the webcam. Oh, it's
not
just.
Looking. I'm not looking.
Yeah.
Here's the other one.
I'm telling you, Jesus. Medically, look, that you need to get that checked out. I'm very generalized. I'm not specific to the Cajone, but. You should get that checked out. And why is one so much bigger than the other?
It's so much bigger.
That is genetic trait.
Well, I mean, Barbara got his cut off and reattached. I mean, I don't know what the giblets look like now, but
better than what that we just saw. I would almost guarantee. Even a butcher would do better surgery than.
I agree. That's
how many zipper scar marks is that?
That is 53 and a half.
It looked like Frankenstein's head, actually.
It did.
With another head growing on the side of it.
Well, you know, in Maximo Island, you are named after your greatest attribute, so...
He's right. Yeah, no, that's true.
Right, well,
I don't know if you knew this, but...
Swollen, but
but
I mean,
Barba, she means the beard or the beaver.
I would have called you El Zipper Maximo, but you know.
It is the unisex name, so El Barba actually part woman.
Well, that means he can travel the US because that's where they're very identifiable like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it comes in handy. What are we doing?
I don't know. I want to kind of like, if there's a way I can put a needle in my brain and just pull out just the last part that I saw and maybe just put it on a shelf somewhere that maybe we'll have to get to it, but I don't want to remember it ever.
I wish I had a time machine like the DeLorean to just go back, you know, 6 to 8 seconds.
It is too bad you're not still here on the island. I have 7 in the back barn.
7 Cajones?
DeLoreans.
Oh, DeLorean. Okay. I thought you were talking about Cajones.
Yes, that too. Want to see again? I can.
No. It's a family. No, it's a family show. No, we're good.
Start the show, we're Rob. Good. Come on, do something.
All right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter @RadRobGaming. You can follow Dr. Ojo.
End the show. I said start the show. Fruity ass. Let's go. I ain't got time for this.
Tonight's topic. It's very topical.
No, we don't want to see him. Stop.
God damn it.
Just look at the left and look at the right, and if I walk all the way across the room, you can see
it. Oh, it looks like a big bowl of fruit. It's
like a blind retard had a science experiment. Jesus Christ.
Dude.
All right, tonight's topic, which I don't even want to think about anymore.
I taste batteries all of a sudden. Am I the only one? Like, I literally can taste batteries. What's going on?
Well, I can too. I have the double A's in the back of my cheek.
Oh, fuck. This is... I'm going to get Eli for this one. I really am.
You know, this guy's growing on me a little bit, though, because...
Oh, like the fungus that's growing on him?
I mean, yeah,
I can be a grower too, not just a shower.
I hope so.
Look at this. Look at this one.
How many do you have? What is that? That's like eight of them.
It's like the gremlins when they fucking get wet and a little pop, 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 they just fucking keep popping out.
The ladies, they like them.
Yeah, people like grapes too, but we don't want to see them all the time.
Where's Tim when you need him? He love this shit. This would be a new OnlyFans video.
Oh, never even thought of it. I continue, Rob.
All right, tonight's topic, which I really don't even want to think about now, is top five Cici's pizza, or sorry, Chi-Chi's pizza, as Barbara would say. Dude, just pick somebody. I don't even care.
One of his balls did look like melted cheese, so now I'm really...
The other one looked like Mel Gibson, too. So, dude, just please pick somebody. Don't do the whole six thing.
Okay, well, so you said top five Cici's pizzas is the thing. I'm the ref. Ocho calls him like he sees him. Six goes first. God,
fucking shit. The one fucking week, I didn't think you would do it. You know what, asshole? Why is it not working? Can you hear that?
Yeah. No one does. No, that was good. Man, you really got me good there. Okay, so six isn't here, but it's still a fun joke for Ocho.
There we go. I had the sound turned down.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. Yeah, this guy's prepared. Then again, I won't even fault you for that. I feel like after seeing that freaking, you know, big bowl of spaghetti.
Some things you can never unsee, Ocho.
Like, maybe that threw the roadcaster off even.
Yeah, they just it said, okay, fuck you, I'm done.
Here,
yeah.
So let's let the new guy go first. No, screw that. I mean, I don't want the new guy to go first now. Because he just ruined my head. I'm changing my mind. Let's have Maximo, Barba Maximo, not the other
Maximo, swollen, yeah, way to narrow it down.
Swollen ball sack Maximo.
All right, Barba, please go. What is your number five, top five CC pizza of all time? And go.
Well, number five, top five.
All right, that's a great one. So, what do you got? No, I'm just fucking with you. I just really want to get this over with. I didn't plan for...
Points for Barba.
I didn't plan to see what I saw. I'm sorry. Go, continue.
That's okay. It's a happenstance that it is in coordinates with me, number five. It is actually the Rocky Mountain Oyster Pizza.
Oh, God. Now, what's worse, Ocho? Cajones, or the Rocky Mountain.
I'm literally getting awful tastes in my mouth just all around. Like I'm.
El Cajones Maximo, what do you have for your number five, top five Cici's pizzas of all time?
Yes, so this is the. It starts on the crispy flatbread crust. It is topped with 100% real cheddar cheese and the premium chicken, not the cheap stuff. And you put the sliced onion drizzled with the new honey barbecue sauce, and you get the honey barbecue chicken pizza.
God, I really fucking love barbecue pizza. Like, that's my go-to, Ouch. I didn't know if you knew that, but that's my favorite now.
Swollen Nutsack Maximo definitely does have the dialect of Maximo Island. I can hear it totally. Like, obviously not the, the tone, the,
it's the a slight inflection. Yes, exactly.
The inflection. Yes. Dialect is actually very off. He's Borat and Russian it.
Yeah.
But he's, I hear it. So I'm actually convinced that he is from Northeast West Maximo. And he wins the first point because El Barba, I don't know, phoned it in. That was awful. Like, I'm just picturing horrible. Like, just bad vag on a pizza, and that's who wants that? What the fucking bell? It makes no fucking sense. I fucking hate you. I hate doing this. I don't want to be here anymore. Sorry, I meant to just say great job.
El Cajones Maximo, you were on the board 1-0 in your first ever appearance. I don't think we've ever had that in the history of the show to have a new challenger get the first point. I'll have to have Eli look that up.
A nude challenger. Right. We have not had a nude challenger like this.
We have not, and then he's still nude. But
besides me, well, I'm not the challenger.
Yeah, but you don't show. Thankfully,
you said the wrong word.
Oh fuck! No, don't. Ouch! Don't. No! Ouch!
There's someone at the door. Just let me get up for a second.
No, that's fine.
Come on.
There it is again.
Looks like a freaking walrus.
Cheese crackers, cojones.
Looks like a walrus flossing itself.
I can't see.
Don't worry. It's just my sister and my niece. They're okay. They're just letting me know they're leaving. Yes.
Yeah.
Would tequila get the taste out of my mouth at this point? Because this is really bad.
Last time Baba knew, tequila make clothes fall off. So
yeah, yes, yeah, that's true.
Shots of tequila all around, make your clothes fall off.
God, I wish I could make my eyes fucking fall off. El Barba Maximo,
that's actually pretty funny.
Thanks, El Barba Maximo. What do you have for your number four top five CC's pizzas of all time?
Okay, number four, it is a very classic pizza made from famous by originator of where pizza came from. It is a clam and white sauce with garlic pizza.
What the fuck is it with you and oysters and clams? God damn. El Cajones Maximo, please keep your cojones to yourself. And give us your number four top five Chi-Chi's pizzas of all time.
Yes, so this is the new thing at the CC's is to be your own chef. And so I always go with the spinach Alfredo, zesty ham and cheddar, mac and cheese, buffalo chicken, mozzarella, jalapeno with a red sauce pizza.
All right. Ocho, I don't know if you got all that. Do you need him to go over that again?
No, I got it.
You sure?
I honestly wish his name was El Cajones Minimo, because I feel like that would at least get our eyes to not have to endure such visual unpleasantness.
I thought his mask was fucking creepy, let alone what we saw.
The mask makes is the maybe just the cherry on top, because it, but that does nothing. That's like, you know, stubbing your toe versus chopping your leg off. You know, I'll still take the stubbed toe over chopping my leg off every day.
That's fair.
But he wins. He's up 2-0, the little fucker. Like, this is sucking for me, because you're a dick. You're a dumb dildo is what you are. A dumb fucking dildo. You.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number three top five greatest Chi-Chi's pizzas of all the times?
Okay, El Barba will now kick it into high gear with pizzas. This one, it is a most famous, most creamy pizza. It is the mac and cheese with bacon pizza.
See, now he's speaking my language.
Pizza.
Yeah, exactly. El Cajones Maximo, what do you have for your number three top five Chi-Chi's pizzas of all time?
Well, this delicacy for on this pizza, you know, that's a history lesson here for everybody. So Sam Panopoulos, who was born in Greece, he moved to Canada. He's decided to try out unique topping for his customers. And they originally named this pizza after the brand of the canned fruit, except, you know, now due to the civil war in Maximo Island, this topping is very hard to get, but, you know, maybe imports start again. But this is the pineapple and the ham. This is the Hawaiian pizza.
Oh, fuck. See, now that may be even worse than what he's got downstairs. I cannot stand pineapple ham on pizza. I know I'm not a judge. I'm not a referee, Ocho, but I strongly advise you. No, Cajones, stop.
I'm just reaching for the Kleenex.
No.
It literally looks like pineapple and ham. Like, how did he do that? He's starting to impress me.
I dropped
a little
my water 1 sec behind here. I have to just bend.
No, God, no.
Oh my God!
This is why we sent him away.
How does it look different every single time?
That's my point. How does it? He makes it. It looks different every time. It's if his balls are a globe and they're rotating, and we're seeing different states and fucking countries. And
he's like the fucking T2 Terminator guy, dude. Fucking like just changing anything. It's weird.
But this make he El Barba makes a great point. Like, this is, was he exiled or just kind of sent away due to graphic nature?
He was put in most secluded part of Maximo Island for reasons for children not being seen within 50, 60 yards.
He should be put for studying, really, because, like, this is almost a phenomenon.
It is phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. Please no.
No. And you know, I thought Russo's epididymitis was bad enough. This is even worse.
Imagine those. He could play bocce with those freaking things. He's got.
Don't give him any fucking ideas. Don't give him any ideas.
He could play Kerbangers or Click Clacks, and he loses this one.
Yeah, thank you.
Barbara Maximo wins this one because Ham and Pineapple go on pizza, you dumb fuck.
They don't. We're rushing along.
Much like balls like that shouldn't be on humans. Maybe he's not human. Maybe. Is that possible? Is he Cyborginian?
He's adopted. I don't fucking know what his natural origin is. Do you know what?
We don't know what his natural organs are either.
No, we really don't. Do you have any idea of your family history?
Yes, I think I was from southeastern Maximo to start.
Oh, they put him north.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Shit.
So he just went diagonally away.
Right. That's normally
furthest most point. Yeah, that's like measuring a TV. It's how you do it. No, that makes sense.
Okay, no, that's good. All right, glad we cleared that up. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number two?
El Barba's number two is a pizza inspired by a place where food popular is the Philly steak and cheese.
Wow. You really started to bring it for the last couple of answers. Plus
but didn't it sound like there was more coming? Like the way, nope. I mean, even probably I know Maximo language. It sounded like
almost like a preposition.
Right in mid-word.
Yeah. Yes, there was a thought coming and then it goes away.
I saw it.
Yes.
El Cajones Mex. No, sorry, Oach. Do you have something to add to that before I move on to this guy down here?
No.
Okay. Thank you. El Cajones Maximo. What do you have for your
smooth jazz?
Wow. You say that well. Way. God damn it.
Alexa told me to.
Alexa. Go ahead. Thanks, Alexa. Yeah, she has nice.
You're saying the wrong word again, Rob.
Oh, fuck. No. Wait. Did I say it?
Yep.
All right.
The recording
is strike number two.
Eli!
You're going to have to splice this.
Where the fuck is Eli? He's not even here.
All right. Well, go ahead.
No, we'll get into that later. What am I doing? Number two, right?
Yes, you're doing a number two.
Cajones,
what show is a number two right now?
Cajones, what do you have for your number two? Top five CC's pizzas of all time.
Yes, so this pizza, it comes from the top secret menu. You start with the thick crust, your little oil, and the sauce. And then, you add, this is the secret part, okay? You add some provolone, some mozzarella, maybe some cheddar. You could even add Colby Jack if they have some. And when you back it up, you have the cheese pizza. Very secret.
Ocho, I know you're formerly from Philly before you moved to East West Grapplerville and then back to Ochoville. So
no, none of that's true.
Come on. Break down the fourth wall just for a second.
For the show?
Yeah, why not?
No.
Okay.
I was never from Philly.
Well, you do like Philly cheesesteaks.
Well, who doesn't like Philly cheesesteaks? I hate Dallas. I love Witter. And that's it. I love hoagies. So, no, I'm not from Philly, though. So, no, we're not breaking down the fourth wall.
Make a ruling. Ouch.
Oh, there you go. Well, you were saying about cheesesteaks and how I'm... Okay, you were setting into something, and then you trailed off because you got fucking dumb again, which happens every 8 seconds-ish.
6 days.
This is, again, first of all, this whole fucking cheese pizza, it's a myth. It's a myth.
How so?
Because pizza doesn't need to be anything other than mozzarella to be a cheese pizza. So him putting Colby Covington, provolone, fucking Munster, Herman, Lily, Eddie, all that shit. We don't need that. So Barba Maximo is, wait, he just won or tied? He tied it up now, right?
Yeah, tied it up. Yes.
All right. Well, I got ahead of myself, damn it, because I'm not keeping score. I just know that he just won the last few or couple. So now we're, either way, we got ourselves a game. Don't stand up, Cajon.
I'm adjusting the light for it.
The light's fine. Light's fine.
It's a video podcast, right? So I just see.
If that was a black light, who knows what we'd see.
That is not a very common good word in Maximo. You can't use that word anymore.
If it was a black flash, is that better?
If it was a black flash, I won't say light anymore.
Dildo.
Are you over? Okay, let me just go by. Thank you, guys.
No, still going. See, this is why you shouldn't ring the fucking bell, Rob, because then he's going to think it. We're going to see the freaking globes.
How did Eli find this outcast? It is most unpleasant.
Yeah, you got rid of him, obviously, for a reason. So, and now Eli hunts him down. Is that who got him, Eli?
Eli booked the guest. I told him to scour the world, scour the globe to find us new, and fresh meat.
Are you sure you didn't say find a guy with globes for balls or something?
Well, guys, you know the fresh meat. That's a funny story. That's kind of how I got loose. You see, these two little boars, they came up and they ate away at the twine on my little gate. And then I rode them to freedom, and then I got hungry halfway, so I ate the one.
Ate one of them.
I got hungry the rest of the way, and
that's where they went.
The other one.
That's great.
Well, you didn't cook it fully because there's a serious infection going on in your cojones Maximo region.
So what's the official doctor's term for that, by the way?
Let me show you. No, not the other side.
The only way I'd be able to tell is via taste test. So we can't do that here. So do I do a taste test for you? Yes, you can. Yes, and tell me what it tastes like. And if it tastes like hold on.
This almost tastes like the cheese pizza. Maybe
it shouldn't. It shouldn't. It should taste like a wet sneaker. The big one should taste like.
Okay, that means we got to go to the number one. It is time for the final answer.
Hey, the big one should taste like a wet sneaker. The little one should taste like gunpowder.
I just thought you would just let it go.
No, I just, because what if I'm saving this guy's life? That's my Hippocratic oath.
Do the top one. Do the number one thing, Oach. Please, one time?
No.
Like, congratulations, you're home. You didn't die in the Civil War. I'm going to do the number one for you.
No, because that's not kind of what I was rooting for. So, no. I mean, I'm glad, but I could go either way.
Like, sure, yeah, it sounds like it. Okay. There can be only one. Number one. Top five. Greatest CC's pizzas of all time.
You don't sound like you meant that, actually. Just saying.
Want me to do it again?
Yeah.
There can be only one. Number one. Top five. Greatest Chi-Chi's pizzas of all time. Was that better?
Sure.
El Barba Maximo, to defend your title and to keep peace in all of Maximo Island, this is your opportunity to win the contest. What is your number one, top five greatest Chi-Chi's pizzas of all time?
Yes, well, this Chi-Chi's pizza, it is a Maximilian Island specialty. It has the crusty sauce stuffed with the cheese, extra stretchy pulley, and it has a nice garlicky sauce topped with mozzarella and the shaky shaky parmesan. And the most special topping, Maximo exclusive, boar bacon.
Ocho. Let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something, brother. That is literally like the best pizza I've ever had in my life. So he's cut here. Just give him the point right now. We don't have to have the other guy go. We just call it a night.
Oh, okay. If you want to. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we can make it official, but I mean, I'm good with that. I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to have a lawsuit, so let's, all right. El Cajones Maximo, I doubt you can top that, but what do you have for your number one? Well, I got to give him like the whole speech.
Well, you still didn't even do the there can be only one thing on the roadcaster unless you lost it. You probably fucked that up. So.
Oh, fuck me. Well,
there can be only one.
Well, there you go. It's in there.
Dildo. A dildo with a capital I.
I'll have Eli just splice it out after you drop the software. We'll get it figured out. El Cajones Maximo. Brand new competitor to the RTW Top 5 Challenge. You're in the battle. God, what is it with families in this fucking show? Sorry, rhetorical question. You are in a battle to determine who is the proudest member of Maximo family. You can overthrow your older cousin who will get his ding-a-lings and other pieces cut off. However, if you lose, you will get your cojones snipped off on live pay-per-view. Eli actually put that in the contract. I'm sorry. That's
what are they going to use? The jaws of life with this guy? He probably didn't know the artifacts he was dealing with when this clause was posted.
We're going to have to bring some heavy machinery. So, yeah, we'll figure it out. El Cajones Maximo, what do you have for your number one top five CC's pizzas of all time?
Yes, this pizza, features a very fluffy dough crust topped with real Bavarian cream, and I know because I taste it, and it's got the sweet crumb topping and drizzled with lots and lots of icing. It is baked to a perfect golden brown. It has about 23 grams of carb per slice, so very good for weight gain, and it is the perfect way to end the evening. It is the Bavarian dessert pizza.
You know how much I love dessert, Ouch. He is right. This is the top-selling dessert.
Rob, that goes without saying, though. Again, you saying how much I love dessert is like saying, hey, the sun is going to come up tomorrow. So, but I understand what you're saying, and now you're trying to sway me in the other direction. So I don't know why you're doing this, man.
I'm just trying to paint the picture for you correctly so you can make an accurate decision based on the facts and that were presented.
You thought you needed to tell me that you love dessert. You really thought that was a factor in painting this portrait that I, the greatest ref of all time, am sitting upon.
Yeah, pretty much.
I actually didn't know. I thought you were a protein guy.
Thank you.
Oh,
fuck, did I do it again?
Dude, you're on like 2 and 5/8.
I'm so fucked.
You are so freaking.
The caller was close.
Okay, all right.
So there was one less vowel, and if there was that one extra vowel, he would have freaking like you'd have been like guns firing again. Holy shit!
It's like I don't even hear it anymore. Just fuck. All right. So we have the
best thing ever on El Barba, right?
And the
literally
dessert ever.
Extra stretchy and shaky, and we got friggin' the dessert, golden brown, cooked to 23 grams of carbs per slice, as they say.
Carbo-loading, brother. Carbo-loading. It's a new thing.
Now, look, Ocho knows a lot about, you know, extra stretchy pulley and shaky, too. So, like, I mean, that's literally up my alley. But I also know about fluffers, just like Cajone said. You know, who doesn't like a fluffer, right?
Yes, I like fluffer nutters. I like all of that.
In any aspect, yes, the fluffer is an important part in genres, period. So that kind of broadens the again, this is a broad spectrum here. And who doesn't love broads?
You know I do.
Okay. What's dripping? Did you just find a leak somewhere? Did you say the word wrong and all of a sudden there's shit going awry? Like,
yes, so sorry, guys. It's been a long time since I went. I drank lots of water before.
And your ball splashed in the toilet. Oh, Christ. Landing like a freaking apple. Someone's going to bob for that thing. Oh, God. All right. Well, I got my own. I'm going to call it. Here's what I'm going to do. You know, a bunch of answers sucked. I'll say that straight up because that's what I do. Calls them like sees them. These two answers are fucking golden. Beautifully cooked golden brown at 23 grams of carbs per slice. And it made me want a shaky and do extra stretchy pulley. So I'm going to give a half a point to Barba and a half a point to Cajones. First in history, and that's what I do because I calls them like I sees them. Best two answers ever. What? Evenly matched, 100%.
Half a what?
It's like a one-hour draw. Half a point.
No, we can't. We can't fucking draw it again, dude. Seriously.
No. I don't know. I didn't have a draw. I said it's like a one-hour draw. This question was a one-hour draw.
Why do we have to have like history happening thingies every week now? Have we really run out?
History's bad.
Are we really running out of material?
Dude, I'm causing them like I season them.
So it's 2.5 to 2.5? Like, that doesn't equal 5, fucker.
Yeah, it does. 2.5 plus 2.5 equals 5. What are you, fucking stupid?
Okay.
Christ.
That equals 5, but that doesn't equal 5 here. Or does it? No, not collectively it does.
Push them to next week, then.
No.
And maybe do a different fucking... So can we just fucking end this, then? I'm not going to penalize somebody for a good answer.
I'm calling Eli. Fuck this.
Like, that's such a dick thing to do.
Hang on. Eli's not here. Number one, I want to find out where the fuck he is. But number two, he's got to make a ruling. So, when the official can't come up with a clear and concise ruling, then Eli, the magistrate, has to fucking figure it out. So, where the fuck... What's his number under again?
I think it was Ellie, I think.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Ellen?
No, Ellie. No, you're right. All right, let me call him.
Hello, Eli's phone.
Who the fuck is this?
Who's this?
I asked you first.
Well, it says Rob on the caller ID.
Well, that's my name.
You don't have to be a dick. I'm Eli's dad.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Eli.
Oh, is this Rob with the show?
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Eli turned in early tonight.
But he's supposed to be here at the studio, and he didn't show up to do his job tonight. I was just wondering where he was.
Actually, he told me he prepped the show, and he was going to turn in early because last night he had a rendezvous with his fiancée, and he's been doing laundry all day cleaning the sheets.
That's, yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Would you like me to get... he's sound asleep. I really don't want to wake him up.
No, he's a real heavy sleeper. So please don't do that. It'll take you quite a while. We don't have that much time.
And he sweats a lot, too.
He does. So
he's probably in a puddle, and I don't even want to go in there.
No, that's fair. Does he happen to have, like, a rule book laying around somewhere? Something that might say RTW top 5/6 rule book?
A rule book. All right, well, where would it be? Would it be by the phone, maybe?
Possible. I mean, he takes it everywhere with him. It can't be that.
Let me check. Hold on. Okay, so he took his pants off here. Let me check his pants pocket. Oh, it looks like there's a booklet in there. Okay. It says the RTW Top 5 manual. Is that it?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
Can you look at the first rule? I forgot what it was. I think it's rule number one that applies to our particular kerfuffle.
How far do I have to go?
No, like literally like number one.
I'm sorry. I just got distracted for a second. There's something on the television. I'll shut it off. Okay. Rule number one. It says Ocho. Is that Ocho?
Ocho, yes. It's French.
Sorry. It says Ocho calls him like he sees him, and all results are final.
That's exactly what I thought it was. Okay. You were a very help? No, that's you're a great help. You're a proud patriot. I thank you for your service. God bless the good work that you do, whatever that happens to be. And tell Eli when he wakes up, I'll call him tomorrow.
Did you just say thank?
Oh, fuck, I did it again.
Well, why are you swearing at me? I just asked a question.
It's a long story. I'm sorry. Please tell Eli that I love him and I miss him, and he better fucking show up to work next week.
Has he not been showing up? I will smack him on his cute little behind.
That's the third week now, so, you know, yeah.
Has he been not doing his work?
No, he's just literally been, I don't know where the fuck he's been. He hasn't been at the office.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I didn't know that. Every time you talk to him, he says he's working. He's doing these software drops for Rob.
He doesn't even do this. You know, that's never mind. When he wakes up, please let him know that. Just please.
He's not in trouble, right? You did say you loved him.
I did say that. Yeah, I mean, just look. Please, thank you for your help. Can you just please have him call me when he gets up at some point, whenever that is?
I will, and I'm going to look up what the word point is, too, so I know your language, Rob. But I hope everything is okay, and I hope I helped you. I'm going to go back to the television now. Is that okay?
That's fine, Mr. Eli. Thank you for helping me out.
Yeah, thank you.
Fuck, did I do it again? I'll talk to you later. I'll see you later. I don't even hear it. I think you guys are fucking with me. Eli, I don't know. God, you're not even Eli. Fuck, where am I? Ocho! I don't know if you heard the conversation.
Yeah. You play it through. You always say that. Did you hear it? You use your damn roadcaster.
I do, don't I?
I do, don't I? What the fuck? Of course! Well, I do, don't I? Like, you're fucking dumb. Well, no, I mean, yeah, shit.
So you calls him like he sees him, so the 2.5 to 2.5 is correct, but we're going to have to come up with some kind of a solution, so I'm...
We'll do, like, overtime shit or something.
Yeah, like let's football, do, like, right? like a bonus half point, right, to get to 5?
We've had to do, like, sudden victory before, or no, that was the best friggin' 20 out of friggin' 48.
Yeah, we're not doing that again. Let me think of something that both these guys should know regarding your homeland.
Well, don't do swollen ball questions.
No.
I feel like Cojones is going to have a little bit of an advantage.
All right, let's keep it on topic with CC's.
But you actually have to give like a question that gets a definitive answer then if you want a right answer, or unless you want just me to call it like a sees it or something.
No, tell me. That's how we got into this fucking kerfuffle in the first place. I have a question in mind. We can award a half point, and to keep it fair, to decide who goes first, let's do a coin toss. Instead of you just picking because you're the ref, let's do a coin toss. So it's not arbitrary. It's just luck of the flip, and we'll decide who goes first.
I actually have a Canadian nickel right here. So,
well, look at that. Look at you being prepared like a wolf.
So,
scout.
All right. Ever since the Jerome Bettis kerfuffle in 1998, they call it in the air now. Remember when Phil Luckett was like tails? He said heads. He said heads when Bettis said tails, and then the Steelers were 7-4 at the time and wound up going 7-9 because of Phil Luckett. You know, all because of Phil Luckett. So, well, now I got to pick who calls it. Then I guess the challenger will call it, right?
That's only fair. That's only fair. Yeah.
We good with that, everybody?
Yes. Maximo thinks it is very square.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Swollen, Disgusting Nutsack Maximo, is that okay with you?
It is pronounced cojones.
Oh, I was close. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought nutsack was silent. That's my bad. All right. Well, I'm gonna flip it. You guys can see. So you call it in the air as soon as I flip. All right. You ready? Go.
I called it as a barba.
Oh, it's tails.
Yes, the barba.
Yeah, the Canadian nickel. It's a beaver.
He goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he doesn't win, but he gets to go first.
He goes, but like, but how the fuck do you know?
This was already talked about earlier. Did you not miss?
You know that the barba means beaver?
Did you miss the meeting?
Know Canadian nickel had a fucking beaver on it?
How would barba say? A master in generalized Canadian coinage.
I mean, it's not like I walk around with Canadian nickels all the time, so it was more fluky than anything. But
where did you get it from anyway? Do you even remember?
Mexico, actually.
Okay.
Go figure.
El Cajones Maximo, I'm going to ask you first, but this question will be the same question for both of you. We're going to keep it on topic with CeCe's Pizza.
So if he gets this right, he wins, though, right? Like, because we're doing sudden death now, it's not like one person answers, another person answers, right? If you make that fucking face, I'll strangle you through.
I'm going to ask both of them the same question and give them both a chance.
I understand that, but sudden death means the first person to get it
right. You're the only one that mentioned sudden death. I didn't mention that at all.
Oh, me? Okay, my bad. That's my bad, fat ass.
El Cajones Maximo, what time does the CeCe's Pizza in the RTW sector of Maximal Island close at night?
I hate you, Rob.
Yes, so this is so easy because on the Maximo Island, we all have international curfew, and that is, of course, 9 o'clock. So, of course, 9 p.m., everything must close, and that is it. I win. Thank you for me being here for you, and thank you for the money that's coming to me. Thank you, and thank you for demasculating my cousin because he doesn't deserve to be manhood.
So I'm wrong with the sudden death then. So El Barba gets a chance to answer, but that doesn't make any sense because he could just say the same thing if that's the right answer. That's my
point. Well, even if it was sudden death, it is wrong answers because, you know, in Maximo Island, there is a Maximo Island time curfew differences. Much like America does stupid time zones, Maximo has a yearly annual daily time difference of 1 minute from northwest east Maximo Island to Chi-Chi's in the RTW sector. So it is at 9:01.
He is correct.
That's true?
Well, he recently got named the Postmaster General, and he literally changed that very law last night.
Hold on. Since I'm the ref, all right, Maximo Island time curfew.
He didn't take our word for it. I was literally there for 2 weeks. Like, I don't.
No, I understand that. So,
you know, being general doctor and general postmaster, you would think there'd be some general respect.
Maximo Island ends its nightly curfew after a year at 9:01. It's literally the first fucking thing on there. Holy shit. Ends its nightly curfew after a year. So because you did say yearly, monthly, daily curfew, that's right. After a year at 9:01. PM. It says PM too. So
yeah. Unfortunately, El Cajones Maximo doesn't get out from anywhere, really. He's never been out of where he's.
That's a time zone thing. A minute is the time zone thing.
It's like daylight savings time. They want to save a minute.
They save just a minute. They have to do it in little bits. I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, man. So
time is money. So every minute counts, even the one.
Holy shit. Well, I mean, you can't fault me for looking it up. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, you're already giving the right answer. Oh, he did it right because it's like you guys are colluding or something like that.
We're not colluding. However, I just want a little bit of respect. The fact I just, you know,
you don't get
risked my life for done. Being there for 2 weeks, man.
How yes, that is how radical one he affords that Fellatio estate he is currently aborting in.
Yeah. Yeah, but how did he risk his life? He went to start a pizza franchise for his own selfish reasons. So, I mean, it's hardly risking your life. You're, I mean, I appreciate the capitalism and you being an entrepreneur, but it wasn't like you risked your life for it. You didn't know that there was going to be a civil war because you can't say the word thank.
I was there to make peace because Barba was a dipshit and lost his title and had to go on the lam, or he was going to get his, you know, his giblets.
I almost cut bet off. That though that El Barba wrote, "You need to come here and make peace," and you thought you had to make peas, and you thought of food, so you were like, "Okay, that could go on a pizza. Maybe I'll go make a peas pizza." So I'm not sure if your intentions were true either. But you know what? Barba Maximo wins this one. And go ahead, man. Not ring the fucking bell, you prick waver.
Hang on. Before we get to the post-game. And
Maximo was going to say something.
Well, he's going to have to wait because we have to make it official. With the official voice of RTW, Mr. Howard Sphincter.
You still didn't do that. So you have to do that first.
That comes after.
It's not. Whenever the winner gets announced,
I fucked up last week, and now it comes after. So now I got to ring the bell again.
Oh, so just change everything. Okay. The time of the fall. Nobody counted. Dave Meltzer didn't even count, and he's always the one who counts the time. And still... Luckily for Kibbles and Bits and the sanctity of people seeing swollen nuts, El Barba Maximo!
El Barba Maximo! You are the successful defender of championships. Thank you for coming.
Oh, very nice. Very good.
What would you like to say on this very gripping victory?
Well, El Barba Maximo is championship for reasons, and we all know why the reasons are. In honor of Maximo becoming championship and giving peace to the West East, new Chi-Chi's pizza topping is a lamb and chicken.
Ooh, I got to go back for that. El Cajones Maximo, I'm very, very sorry. You lost in your first ever appearance. You looked strong out of the gate, going up 2-0, and then, well, El Barba just ran the table on you, buddy.
You also looked asymmetrical, too, coming out of the gate. Every time you stood up, looked like a grandfather clock was about to tilt over.
How do you feel after this very disturbing loss?
Besides infected.
Let's just say that you're not the only one making the peas right now. I am very afraid. I hear commotion upstairs. I think they heard I may no longer be Cajones Maximo after today. Oh, no.
Oh, is this the same thing? He's going to be exiled?
Oh, no, here. Oh, no.
The press of losing on Maximo Island is great.
No, I must finish podcast, please. They're going to pay me, please. I just.
He didn't give us his PayPal.
Oh, shit. Well, he gone.
I think they're gone.
There is Cajones gone.
Yeah, Cajones, he's going to be El Cajones Nunzo next time, I guess.
Next week.
He really is gone.
Next week, live on pay-per-view, El Cajones Maximo will be losing his cojones in front of the entire world.
Will Mr. Russo Vincent be doing the castrations?
Do I really say that?
Yeah, every time.
God damn.
Yeah, once in every time.
You sounded very normal when you specifically said, and thank you, even though you stressed it.
But it sounded weird when I did that.
Yes, you stressed it the way I did, and it was normal when you did it that way.
It felt weird. I swear to God, I never used to talk that way. You okay, Ocho? Ocho?
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the final segment of RTW Main Event. If you're wondering, hey, why is this the final segment? We only had one? Ocho just had his power go out.
Blame me.
No, it's not your fault. It's... It's Mother Nature or Father, whatever nature identifies as right now. It's their fault. It's their problem.
Gender neutral nature.
Yeah. Ocho's power went out. He got on the bike, started the generator. We don't need to go through the whole description of how you did that. You did that last year in the Grappler Gazette.
Yep. So everybody knows I can power up the entire freaking, you know, the RTW network, I guess we'll say.
But unfortunately, you only did it for, you only got about 10 minutes left. So that's about all the time we have.
For 8 minutes is what exactly is. Because there's there's a cap. It's like a governor.
Yeah. And your governor sucks. So with that being said, no RTW Rewind this past Sunday. So you can't find it anywhere podcasts are found because there was no podcast. So you'll have to try to look again for it next week. Maybe it'll be there. Maybe it won't. I'm not sure. Real quick though, before we get to the last segment, I never plug my other shows. Straight Up Five with Johnny Petraglia Jr. is our bowling show that Ocho, myself, and the most amazing, the handsomest, the most fantastical man on the face of the earth, Johnny Petraglia Jr. We talk about bowling for 45 minutes to an hour. And it's our best show. And unfortunately, nobody hears it because bowling. But that can be found anywhere podcasts are found every Friday morning. And Uncancelled with Drake Wirtz can also be found ad-supported on Fridays for free. Or you can get the video version ad-free and early on Tuesdays on our Patreon page, patreon.com/uncanceledpodcast. Drake Wirtz is a former WWE NXT referee. He was fired for his beliefs. And we are challenge the woke culture. That's right. We're challenging the woke culture one episode at a time. That can be found anywhere podcasts are found. Ocho, are you ready for the positive guy?
Yeah, I'm noticing your Maximo Island accent is definitely more prevalent now. You were like, well, it is. We have a podcast, and I didn't do one this Sunday, and because I don't do what I'm supposed to do, and I don't uphold my obligations, and
I'm out of my rhythm. We had it's like when there's a fucking rain delay, right? And a pitcher gets out of his rhythm, and there's like a 3-hour fucking rain delay. And when he comes back, he's just not the same.
David Cone threw a freaking perfect game during a freaking 45-minute rain delay. So,
okay, well, everybody can be David Cone, but I'm out of my rhythm now because of the power going out, and I wasn't staying loose. I wasn't staying warmed up. So now I'm just kind of a babbling idiot. So,
but your accent was on point. So, yeah. I mean, what the fuck? I was giving you kudos, bro.
Appreciate that.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
You know, it would help if I hit the right fucking button.
Every once in a while, maybe.
I told you, I got the yips, man. I'm off my game.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back after a couple of weeks that I've been gone. And gosh darn it, I've been giving a new lease on life because the people in charge of this podcast gave me some kind of contract to keep doing this segment. And I'd like to thank the people that made that happen, as well as the people that just do this on a week in and week out basis. And that'll be a great, great Dr. Ocho, just a fine, fine doctor, I'm sure. Obviously, the owner of this podcast, the great, great... Radicalized Robert, Rob, and of course my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity, and I'd like to welcome y'all, like I said, to the Intellect of the Week, hosted by me, and obviously what's been going on this last week that happened, you know, with the 9/11 thing, and I understand that happened 20 years ago, and some of us haven't gotten over that. I mean, it was a terrible, terrible time for our country, and but our great great president decided he wanted to start these mandates on companies, and not just federal companies, but you know, the companies that people own, like radicalized Rob. But obviously he doesn't have 100 people, which is one of the stipulations. You have to have over 100, which is quite a bit. But our great president decides that we all need to get vaccinated, and gosh darn it, we all need to get vaccinated. And there's just nothing wrong that this great great president does. And I'd like to give the intellect of the week to President Joe Biden for caring so much for all of Americans and wanting us to get vaccinated. He's just a great great guy that cares for everybody. And well, I guess that's it for this week, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully you enjoy the segment. And I'd like to thank the great, great Dr. Osho, just a fine physician, I'm sure. And radicalized Rob, and aggressed, of course, my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And I'd like to thank them for my contract. And I hope y'all like my intellect of the week this week.
Well, Joe Biden is a two-time winner of the Intellect of the Week. Anything you want to add to that, Ouch?
He said wonderful things about me.
He did. No, he really did. I'm sort of upset now that Eli kind of offered him this contract because, I know this is an equal opportunity platform to speak your minds and there's no censorship and blah, 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 but I don't fucking like our president. And if this schmuck is going to come in here every week and stutter and stammer his way through the fucking segment, at least
very clear, by the way, though.
He was, but I mean, at least Polly was a better speaker and a little bit more succinct than this guy. But if he's going to put over Biden every week, then we might have to renegotiate.
I don't know. I don't see the problem. I mean, that's his choice, man. That's the whole point. That isn't what we're going to suppress his freedom now.
It's not my body, my choice, dude. I mean, like, I own the show, right? Like he said, I can do whatever I want.
Whatever. I do what I want. Unfortunately, you don't have 100. What do you have? 88 employees?
88 and a half. Jimmy's still kind of counts as a half.
Oh, right.
He's not fully.
He actually should excreted. More be like maybe a third because of what's been digested, what hasn't, his functionality, things like that. So that's got to be assessed on a different level, too.
I mean, he's been very quiet on Twitter the last few weeks. So I don't even know if he's around anymore, honestly.
So we're down to 87. Well, he's still in the book. So, I mean, when the W-2s come out, he'll be on it. So you're at 88, and that's unfortunate. The other thing, I've never been on a mandate before. So I'm kind of new to the term. It's his own choice. I don't want to deter anybody from their own free thought and free speech.
Would you like me to explain to you what a mandate is?
I'm not really. I mean, it's just not up my alley. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I don't judge it. It's just not up my alley.
We're not talking about bowling.
Plenty of women dates.
I mean, we're not talking about bowling right now.
No, I know. I've been on women dates. I haven't been on a mandate. What are you so mad at me?
This might be the worst show we've ever done. Literally.
And no, that's not true.
No, I mean, we've done a lot.
Bad shows you've done?
I don't know. Dude, think about what happened tonight.
We're setting the bar really low.
No, I know, but we literally start out the show with giant, disgusting, abnormal, zipper-ridden ball sacks.
Style balls,
yeah.
Bocce balls, it looks like they got run over by a freaking Mack truck and then swelled back up to their normal shape and size. Not normal, very abnormal shape and size with the tire ridges in them.
And then the power goes out, which would have been really fucking convenient if the power would have went out before we saw what we saw. But no, of course not.
I would have loved that.
Yeah.
And then I got to get on my freaking pedal bike to freaking get the whole neighborhood going. And I'm gassed, but I'm as a professional, I'm still going to show up and do the job, man.
And then we got this positive guy talking about how great the president is and all of his mandates, and you've never been on a mandate. I mean, just...
And what happens if after, 4 years, everybody that went on mandates feels so much better about themselves?
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho at
DDR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.